On December 8, 1941, Franklin D. Roosevelt gave his speech to America about the sudden and deliberate attack on Pearl Harbor by the Japanese.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate and of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
18 months earlier, President Franklin D. Roosevelt had transferred the United States fleet to Pearl Harbor as a presumed deterrent to Japanese aggression.
The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. Yesterday, the Japanese government also launched an attack against Malaya. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Hong Kong. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Guam. Last night, Japanese forces attacked the Philippine Islands. Last night, the Japanese attacked Wake Island. And this morning, the Japanese attacked Midway Island. Japan has therefore undertaken a surprise offensive extending throughout the Pacific area.
The U.S. fleet's Pearl Harbor base was reachable by an aircraft carrier force, and the Japanese Navy secretly sent one across the Pacific with greater aerial striking power than had ever been seen on the world's oceans. Its planes hit just before 8 a.m. on the 7th of December. Within a short time, 5 of 8 battleships at Pearl Harbor were sunk or sinking, with the rest damaged. Several other ships and most Hawaiian-based combat planes were also knocked out, and over 2,400 Americans were dead. Soon after, Japanese planes eliminated much of the American Air Force in the Philippines, and a Japanese army was ashore in Malaya.
There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God. Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
The Japanese raid on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, was one of the great defining moments in history. A single carefully planned and well-executed stroke removed the United States Navy's battleship force as a possible threat to the Japanese Empire's southward expansion. America, unprepared and now considerably weakened, was abruptly brought into the Second World War as a full combatant.